You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick things off with a sense of how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by wealth manager at PSG Wealth, Nellis Brink, to take a look at the market movements and see if we can make sense of them. Good evening, Nellis. Lovely to catch up with you. It's been a rather interesting day of movements across the board. Let's start off with some of the movements that were kind of expected. I mean, we anticipated we were going to get a lot of data out of the US today, everything from personal consumption expenditure data to initial jobless claims data and mortgage data, and everything coming in pretty much in line with expectations, and the market's not really responding.
Jimmy, great to be back. It's good to hear that you're doing well. Yes, absolutely. So US data all mostly in line. The numbers that we were looking at specifically was, of course, the consumer confidence number that rose to a 16-month high. And that's usually quite a good indication of where it's heading, where the average American feels their economy is moving towards. And then, of course, the GDP growth slowed slightly, very, very slightly, down to 2.8% in the third quarter. We see a good consumer spending this time of year around Halloween, and then, of course, Black Friday, which seems to be Black Month currently, the way we see the spending going. And then, of course, that will be followed by the Christmas season, which is typically a very good retail spending season as well. Mm. We're happy where it's going. And then the Federal Reserve's measurements, or rather their measures that they've applied with the two cuts, the 50 and the 25, seem to be having the desired effect.
We've got another cut expected for December, another 25 basis points on the cards there. But we'll have a conversation about that at another time. I want to look at the overall global sentiment, Nellis. The global equities are a bit of a mixed bag. One day, China and Hong Kong are down and the rest of Asia is in the green. Today, they were in the green and the rest of Asia was in the red. How do we reconcile what's happening at the moment, understanding that the picture looks very different if you're looking at Asian markets versus European markets versus our own markets? How do you kind of make sense of what sentiment looks like at the moment?
Absolutely. I think generally sentiment looks good, because we see slowing inflation and we see, following the slowing inflation, a general consensus of rate cutting. Yes, at different paces, but we do see that. In China, we are seeing government stimulus, government economic stimulus, and we see the hopes of continued stimulus. But we do have that elephant in the room on the Ukraine border, and that seems to keep on escalating. And then on the other side, although they have reached a ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel today, the bigger Israel geopolitical pressure is still very much present. So we see Russia drastically escalating towards Ukraine with massive bombing strikes on that side. And then I think we're far from over in the Middle East. So the European market has got a very steady threat of war right around them. In the US and then the Far East, we see markets performing a little bit better because I think they're further away from the problem area. And then lastly, if we bring it back home, we've been in a muted market for more than a decade. And now we see electricity reliability, we see infrastructure developments pulling through, we see the GNU holding, we see the RAND strengthening in some of our trading days over the last month below 18 RAND, and we see our rate cuts coming through as planned. We see the governor not following on a day-to-day basis the Americans' rate of cut, which we love. We think it's very responsible. I think things are looking good locally. Absolutely.
I had a small chuckle as you said that, Nellis, that the GNU is holding together. And in my head, I'm thinking, I wonder what glue they're using, because it really has survived some really tough times. I want to look at some local things that have been in the news, especially SENS announcements that we got today. We got NAMPAC results today. The market less than impressed, and that's putting it mildly. I mean, the share price down quite a bit. Is anyone even still looking at paper companies?
I think the paper space is quite interesting. We see Nampak with a massive turnaround. I mean, 133% rise in trading profit and a 7% revenue increase. So that's very resilient numbers. And then we see the upcoming Novus Mustek merger, which is also moving kind of in the same space for Novus. But no, Jimmy, I think paper companies as a general is falling out of favor because we get hammered by tech and we see new market entrants like a WeBuyCars, for example, which was a very exciting listing this year. I think Nampak has become boring.
That's quite interesting. Speaking of exciting listings, I don't know if this is a listing per se, but it looks as though the Anglo-American stable is still on that path of unbundling and unlocking value within the business. Another accelerated book build for the Amplats business. What's been happening there? I think the last one, if I remember correctly, was just north of 5% that was sold into the market. It seemed like it was a bit of a teaser or a tester as to what could potentially be put into the market in future. What's been announced today?
Absolutely. So today, selling an additional 16 million shares in Amplats. So that's a massive number as part of their broader strategy, as you so rightly said, to unbundle their platinum assets. It aligns with the company's goal of reducing debt and streamlining. We get the feeling that they are prepping for something big.
Is that something big, another offer from BHP? Because I know there's that mandatory waiting period, and obviously BHP, when you're sitting there with a balance sheet that is the size of BHP's, you can afford to wait it out and come back and say, well,
Of course.
we'll put in an offer later.
Yeah, we'll check in later. We're just waiting for the credit card to load back up.
Yeah.
So, absolutely, that's definitely a possibility in the near future. I think we are due to see a lot more merger and acquisition action over the next 24 to 36 months as the global economy finally recovers after the whole COVID massive spike in inflation, massive spike in interest rates, and now it's kind of normalizing again. And one of the first leading indicators would be companies streamlining their balance sheets for a possible merger or acquisition in the near future.
I think you and I are going to sit down, Nellis, before the end of the year and decide on what the key areas might look like next year for M&A activity. There certainly has been an uptick in the interest from that perspective, especially with guys that have strong balance sheets. But we'll have to leave this conversation there for now. Thank you so much, Nellis, for the time and for the insights. Nellis Brink, who is wealth manager at PSG Wealth, joining me to take a look at what's been moving the markets today, some SENS announcements, as well as a lot of US data that's come out.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.